You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Four Syracuse area churches are joining together to open their doors to undocumented immigrants and refugees who fear federal immigration actions. Father Fred Daly of All Saints Roman Catholic Church says policy changes have not been made to help immigrants, regardless of their status. He also blames Washington with spreading false fears and stereotypes.
The president and his administration continually connect immigration and crime. Yet the American Immigration Council, innumerable studies have confirmed immigrants, including undocumented immigrants, are less likely to commit serious crime or be behind bars than the native-born.
Plymouth Church in Syracuse has a long history of offering sanctuary. Church moderator Abby Hind says the congregation will take on even legal challenges.
As part of the new sanctuary coalition, we join those who will open up our congregation and communities as sanctuary spaces for those targeted by hate and work alongside our friends, families, and neighbors to ensure dignity and human rights of all people.
Other members of the CNY Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition are St. Lucie's Roman Catholic Church and University United Methodist Church. They've agreed to educate themselves about immigration issues and advocate for reform. Congregation members will also accompany people to hearings and create sanctuary residences if needed. Father Daly notes the history of this cause.
The Underground Railroad came into being to help slaves free the South and find sanctuary in many congregations. And most recently, in the 1980s, refugees fleeing from the civil wars in Central America were offered sanctuary by over 500 congregations throughout the country.
Daly says this coalition could grow and was modeled after similar partnerships in other cities. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.